T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The impeachment inquiry hearings underway right now are mostly about building the case for U.S. senators who will act as jurors and for the American public about impeaching and then removing President Trump from office. So who's winning the fight for hearts and minds? David Jolly served as a Republican congressman for Florida's 13th district. Thank you for joining us. So as we said at the beginning of our program today, quid pro quo, that seems to be out. That's yesterday's news. In is now terms like extortion, bribery, obviously aimed at sort of whipping up public sentiment. Is that working, do you think?
To some extent, and part of it's a function of necessity. But first, can I stick around to find out what the rap song is? I'm really curious about this.
Okay.
We'll leave you on the line, yes.
All right. But look, each party, and this is true in every major event, goes through message testing, focus grouping. Republicans are doing it in terms of what defense of the president might be most palatable to the voters' appetite, if you will. Democrats are doing it in part out of a political function. How can they make the strongest case to the American people, move hearts and minds? But ultimately, they will have to face putting pen to paper on an impeachment clause. And within the four corners of that clause, the vocabulary matters and the accusation against the president matters. Whether the ask for the investigation was directly tied to a withholding of the aid, or was it simply the ask itself that was impeachable? So you are seeing them use the term bribery because that is in the Constitution. That is an articulated impeachable offense that our founders put in the Constitution.
Okay, so dual reasoning, one that and the other, bribery maybe just hits people easier in the public sphere because we all know what that is, and you can take it, you can look at the transcript and kind of decide for yourself if it really goes to that level for you.
They get it. And look, I would make the case you could use the word cheating, to be honest. You know, impeachment is both a constitutional case and a political one. The constitutional case are the facts that Donald Trump asked Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden. Is that impeachable or not is a constitutional question. The political case is about what it means to the voters, right? It's not necessarily about Trump. What does it mean for the voters? Make the political case to me. And what I would say is Donald Trump used foreign aid to try to cheat in the next election, to cheat past us in the next election by kneecapping his political opponent. And in doing so, he risked our national security. Forget for a moment Ukraine's national security. By withholding the aid, he empowered Russian aggression into the West. Russia is our enemy. We have generations of foreign policy trying to contain Russian aggression. The president was willing to embolden Russian aggression so that he could cheat by the next election. That's how you make the case to the American people. And bribery is part of that.
Let me ask you something that's sort of a little bit off topic, but I was thinking of this because you're a Republican, but you're no longer in Congress. And I'm wondering if you think that if we had term limits in Congress, if that would have given Republicans more backbone to say to the president, you're wrong about this, you're wrong about that, if they knew that this wasn't perhaps a lifetime job for them.
I love that question, and we'll have to do a whole special on term limits. To me, term limits speaks to the ability of voters to hold their elected officials accountable. And I don't think term limits is the answer. I think there are three things to unrig the system right now: in gerrymandering, open up primaries, and in big money in politics. Because what happens is right now, the incentives for elected officials' decision-making is all towards hyper-partisanship and insulating their own team. If you had to run in a 50-50 district every 2 years, the incentive would be to give voice to a broader constituency because you would see a pathway to re-election for breaking with this president. Right now, your only pathway, if you're a Republican in a gerrymandered closed primary district supported by big Republican money, is to defend the president. So I don't think term limits is the answer, but I think it identifies the problem. The answer is unrigging the system we have through gerrymandering and primaries and money.
David Jolly served as a Republican congressman for Florida's 13th. Thanks.